That's savoury.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
Very good, thank you. It's cold, nice. But...
Yes, cold today.
It's beautiful out there, though.
You've got a very good coat on, though, so yeah. I'm quite envious of that. It's got a nice floppy collar, which I like. Hey, what are we chatting about on breakfast food today?
Citrus fruits today.
Mmm, yum.
Yeah. We knew this was coming, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was inevitable.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so it's that time of year when people are starting to sort of drop off, you know, big bags of... lemons and grapefruits and stuff like that.
That's what happened up here at the offices the other day.
Big citrus day yesterday.
It always feels to me like a bit of a summer fruit, you know, because you kind of need lemons and limes for your cocktails and your lemonade, and they're really refreshing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now is the time when it's cold that they're... abundant.
Yeah.
And so lemons, if you've got a lemon tree... A good way to use them is to preserve them. It's very easy to do. You put them in a brine, simple brine of water and salt and spices, bay leaves and cloves usually. You just let them sit and that's it.
And what can you use that for?
You don't eat the flesh inside when you use them. You only use the rind. So you've got to cut the rind off the outside and you dice it really finely and it'll be really, really salty.
When you preserve them, you leave the flesh on, right?
Yeah. You do them whole. So you just normally sort of quarter them, but not all the way down. So you cut your knife just to the base and then the other way and leave them sort of whole. And then you pack them in a jar with salt, salty water and spices. And then, they're great in tagines. Mm. I've seen them made into preserved lemon mayo.
Just dice them up.
Yeah.
I've seen them just whole roasted with vegetables.
Oh, yeah,
as if
yeah.
they like... The aromatics, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. Something happens.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
I actually used lemons the other day with roast potatoes, so I cut them really thinly and I just tossed them with potatoes and roasted them, and it just imparts the lemony flavour onto the potatoes.
I'd never have thought to do that, but that sounds great.
Yeah, it's really good. And there's also this Greek soup called, I've written it down because I'm going to try and pronounce it, Avio Limone, which is... lemons, egg yolks and chicken soup.
And you
whisk together the egg yolks and the lemon, and then you use that to thicken the soup, which is just a sort of simple chicken broth, and it's got shredded chicken in it with orzo, you know, the small sort of rice shaped
pastry thing. Yeah.
And
yum.
Dill.
Never heard of that before.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I've never made it, but I think I'm going to make it this weekend, actually. It looks really delicious.
Oh, you have to let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Wait, can you spell it for people who...
I've written it down phonetically on my paper.
You could probably Google lemon chicken soup
thing. I think it's AVGOLEMONO.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say it with confidence. Yum, that sounds great though. What else can you do with citrus fruit?
So lemons are great in lemon tart, lemon curd, all those sort of, old-timey baked treats. I've made this lemon pie a couple of times, which is super simple. You get a can of condensed milk and you mix it with egg yolks and lemon juice, and then that's the filling. And when you bake it, it
sets itself.
Yeah, it sets itself, and the condensed milk and the sugar in the condensed milk is what acts as the sugar part.
Okay.
So it's just three ingredients.
Anything that uses condensed milk is so good because it's really easy and also just tastes so
delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. you can also make that one with lime juice instead of lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
And then limes, of course, this time of year, it's the best time to buy limes.
I love limes.
Yeah.
I think more, you were saying this yesterday as well, more than lemons.
Yeah, my friend Devia dropped us off a bag of citrus fruits and there were so many limes in there, and it just feels like such a treat to have them all. Yeah.
Because in the summer, when you want them for your cocktails, they can get up to $20-something per kilo.
Yeah.
So you end up paying, $6 for a couple of limes.
And flying it over from somewhere ridiculous as well, yeah.
But when they're plentiful at the moment, you can freeze the juice. So just freeze it in ice cube trays, and then you can use it later in the year for your
That's
cocktails.
A genius idea. That's a hot tip.
Yeah. But I think also...
Cold tip. Sorry. It just slipped out.
Good one.
Great time of year. Great excuse to throw a little Mexican fiesta, maybe.
Yum.
Make some margaritas.
The avocados are expensive.
Avocados, yeah. That's
coriander's
you'll be able
good
to make,
though. Coriander's
you won't be able to
cheap
make
at
guac.
The moment.
Yeah, coriander is cheap at the moment.
Are you guys familiar with yuzu? The yuzu fruit?
No, not really. I've seen it around.
It's
I'd love to know more.
Yes. Well, it's a Japanese citrus fruit, right. And they grow it in New Zealand now. There's one orchard that grows it.
Oh, cool.
And I think I was reading about it yesterday. He didn't actually know what it was when he first got it, and then funny. People started asking for a yuzu, and he figured out what it was. But it's this really beautiful, has this really beautiful aroma, and you don't, it's got no, you don't eat the flesh inside. You just use the juice or the rind,
right.
And they sometimes see it around. They're pretty scarce, but they are amazing in gin and tonic.
Yum.
Yeah, my mum's been having them in G&Ts with Japanese gin lately, and
flash.
And they're really, really good. And then oranges, all those sorts of orange fruits as well are in at the moment. There is this really delicious orange cake you can make, which uses a whole entire orange.
Oh, cool.
And you blend the whole, I think you boil the orange first.
Right.
I've seen recipes where you don't have to boil it, but you boil the skin, the pith, everything into this puree, and then you use that in the cake. And,
yum.
And it's just sort of, yeah, it's like a little bit bitter because of the pith.
But, that sounds great.
But yeah, but and normally it's made with almond flour, mm-hmm. and you normally drizzle like a sugar syrup on top at the end.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm really hungry now. Yeah. This is always the way delicious. On a Thursday.
Yeah. And if you do have a citrus tree and you don't have anything to do with them, I would suggest also just going to your nearest like bar or restaurant and seeing if they want a bag
of lemons. That's a good point. Yeah,
yeah, because bars always use lemons, and I'm sure they would always be grateful to have, you know, homegrown.
Free produce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you so much, Leisha. They sound delicious. I'm going to go try and find that recipe for that orange cake now. Orange cake's probably one of my favourite kinds of cake, I think.
Yeah, yeah, you strike me as the kind of person who would like an orange cake. Yeah. I don't know why.
Fraser's in Mount Eden, before it had its big reno, used to do a really, really nice orange cake. I don't know if they still do it or not, but I remember when I first moved up to Auckland, that was like the
That was the cake.
Yeah, that was the
nice.
Cake I liked. Yeah.
Beautiful.
You're heading away for a wee bit, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I've got a couple more weeks here, but then I'm going to, yes, all over Europe. So.
Fantastic.
So stuck up on your recipes, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Leisha.
You're welcome.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.